Hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard the song Crying in a Corn Maze by Big Rig. And just before that, you heard the first two episodes of Forgotten British Columbia. Oh my
Yay.
God. I'm in studio with Henna Imam.
Hi.
One of the co-producers, co-creators?
Yeah, both. Okay.
Of the project, do you want to, like, I guess, describe it a little bit?
Sure. Thanks for talking to me and having me here, Dora. So Forgotten BC, or Forgotten British Columbia, is essentially, it's a short radio series. So each episode is about 5 to 7 minutes, and we're looking into the history of British Columbia that has evaded public memory. So things that are not talked about, are not taught in schools, are not taught in our history books, starting from residential schools or Chinese attacks or the displacement of Black community in BC. So just things like that, you know, just like chill stuff.
The first episode was, you produced that one, it was the Chinese head tax.
Mm-hmm.
What made you, or like, what about that topic were you like, okay, this is what I want to make my first episode on?
Yeah, so I went to see this exhibition at Museum of Vancouver, I want to say earlier this year, and there was such a lovely exhibit about exactly this, the Chinese head tax and how the Chinese community was othered for so long, and it kind of all came back during COVID-19, right, when we were seeing a lot of anti-Asian hate and anti-Asian sentiment, and so it just seemed very timely, and it's like, hey, this just didn't start now, but this has kind of been built into the fabric of North America, and just kind of all that propaganda is nothing new, and so it just seemed fitting to talk about that.
Word. What other topics do you have coming up?
Yeah, so Karen, who is the co-producer for FBC, he worked on Hogan's Alley. That is a great episode. He talks about the Black community that used to be in Vancouver, even before there was a Vancouver. Like, you know, not a lot of people know that. And just the trauma and the suffering they went through, but also the joy and happiness in the community, you know, despite like all the I feel like barriers and hardships they had to face. Other things we want to do have a lot of topics, and I just really thinking about, like, you know, which one to do first.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, it's hard to say. I definitely want to do something about residential schools for sure, but I'm trying to find a more specific angle.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just you and Karan working on it right now?
No. So we're super lucky. We have two other colleagues who are really interested in getting on board, and we actually chatted with them last week, and they have great ideas, something that I didn't think about. And so I'm like, yay, you know, that's just kind of what's cool about working with other folks. And I don't know, maybe we'll have other like guest writers and, you know, people who just kind of want to come do an episode and you know, kind of move on to other things, so stuff like that.
Cool.
Yeah,
that's exciting.
Thank you.
What's your goal with the project, kind of like overall?
Huh. Wow, that's a hard question. There is something personal about this project in the sense that it's a learning curve for me, because I haven't been in Vancouver or Canada very long. And a lot of these things I'm hearing about or learning for the first time. So maybe out of selfish reasons, but it's like, oh, I hear I'm doing a show, but also educating myself and learning.
That's such a, like, interesting, and I think, like, ultimately, like, pretty positive position to be approaching the project from, of, like, because, like, there isn't a ton of, well, there's a degree of unlearning and, like, everything, but, like, It is curiosity and then, like, platforming, you know what I mean? Versus, like there's not as much, like, tension, I can imagine, with, like, someone who, like, went through the Canadian education, like, school system and stuff. And, like, have their ideas of what history is.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like regardless of like, not regardless, but like, people have like whatever their relationship with that history is, like it's still like quite, there's still like this like element of propaganda to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's so interesting. I didn't think about it that way. But yeah, maybe I'm seeing this from fresh eyes, if you want to call it that.
Yeah.
And I guess there's some degree of like, I don't know, maybe I'm like removed, but then also obviously been here for the past 3 years and kind of like learning things, but also like questioning like, oh, is this the correct narrative? You know?
Yeah.
Or like whose voice is being centered? And kind of that's also ultimately one of the goals, to really center voices from communities that have been historically marginalized and really like ask them or hear them about what actually happened.
Yeah. Well, I'm so excited to hear the rest of the episodes.
Yeah, me too. Thank you.
No worries. We're going to move on. This next song is Kurage by Chai, off of their most recent release, Wink. They released it on Sub Pop. I'm like, love this whole album. It's also like, I'm a twin, and it's the group is like two sets of twins. So I'm into it. But anyway, This is Kurage, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. You're listening to Teachable Moments? No, you're not. You're just listening straight up to CATR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And I'm the host of Teachable Moments, and I got confused. And that's on me. But I'm joined in studio with...
Hannah!
Woo! Hannah, the first two episodes of Hannah's and Karan's Forgotten BC... radio podcast series launched earlier
series,
today.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it went very well.
Thank you.
You're welcome. This is kind of a test run for Hannah to get comfy in the studio. How are you feeling?
Surprisingly good. Yeah. I was just talking to Dora earlier, and I'm like, this is not as freaky as I thought it would be.
We're feeling calm, we're feeling cool, and we're feeling collected. You just heard the song Grape Crush by Devourers off of his most recent release, Escape from Planet Devourers. Just before that was Donna Lee by Green Teeth off of their new release, Sleeper Hit, which I didn't know that this album came out. And how did I not know this?
That was a dope song, by the way.
It's so good. Thank you so much, Green Teeth. And then opened that set with Karage by Chai off of their brand new album, Wink. So when Hannah and I were, like, trying to decide what to talk about today, I asked Hannah what she wanted to talk about, and she said how quickly the weather's changing and that the mask mandate is being lifted. And then I was like, let's talk about change. So how would you define change?
Change is constant, as they say.
Word.
Yeah, there's truth in that. A lot of truth in that.
I would say that I think that I conflate change and growth a lot. Like, I'm like, in my brain, if something's changing, it's like propelling growth, so it's like ultimately a good thing. But I know people who have changed a lot, and I will not say for the better. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So like,
I totally know what you mean.
So it's a little, I don't know, it feels like almost like change is like what you make of it.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know?
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
Yeah, like if you're kind of going into it, not negatively, but like if you don't see like I don't see a point of changing if it's not going to be better.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not, now that I said it, I don't agree. Because it's like you're trying stuff out, you're learning, you're growing.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not a scientist.
I don't know either. I'm just nodding my head and I'm like, wait, I don't agree.
What did you want to say about the weather, though?
Oof, we're so deep into like this convo that I'm like, you know what? Who cares about the weather? But I will say, the weather has been dramatically changing from wildfires and heat wave to... like, being super windy yesterday afternoon, so I don't know what's happening, but...
I was cold on the bus today.
I know.
What the heck?
Climate change is real, people.
And change.
Yep. The keyword change.
Boom. Climate change is a tragedy and a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
So funny. Okay, we're gonna move on. This is Mariposa, the Chemixlow remix. Mariposa is, like, the title track of Isabella Love Story's most recent release. which came out in October 2020, and I love that album so much. However, it's more than 6 months ago, so it's not considered new, so I've been playing the heck out of the remix mixtape that she released. And this is a lovely rendition of the title track. So enjoy it, and you're listening to it on CATR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Abre tus piernas como mariposa. Conmigo tú te puedes poner golosa.
Abre tus alas como mariposa. No puede parar de mover esa cosa. Sale chicle y huele a rosa. Muévelo, no te haga la chistosa. Abre tus alas como mariposa. No puede parar de mover esa cosa. Sale chicle y huele a rosa. Muévelo, no te haga la chistosa. Abre tus alas como mariposa. No puede parar de mover esa cosa. Sale chicle y huele a rosa. Muévelo, no te haga la chistosa. Abre tus alas como mariposa. No puede parar de mover esa cosa. Sale chicle y huele a rosa. Muévelo, no te haga la chistosa.
No te haga la mosquita muerta. Vamos a coquetear, vamos a ponernos alerta. Con esta música tú te despiertas. Vente conmigo y cerramos la puerta. No te hagas la mosquita muerta. Vamos a coquetear, vamos a ponernos alerta. Con esta música tú te despiertas. Vente conmigo y cerramos la puerta.
Me ve y tiene mariposa. En el estómago se queda hipnotizada. Con todo lo que yo haga no te enamoro. Que mi tiempo no me puedes atrapar. Solo concéntrate en tus piernas a viricelar. Me ve y tiene mariposa. En el estómago se queda hipnotizada. Con todo lo que yo haga no te enamoro. Que mi tiempo no me puedes atrapar. Solo concéntrate en tus piernas a viricelar.
Abre tus piernas como mariposa. Abre tus piernas como mariposa. Abre tus piernas como mariposa. Conmigo tú te puedes poner golosa.
Bebé, tiene mariposa. En el estómago se queda hipnotizada. Con todo lo que yo hago no te enamoro. Que mi cuerpo no me puede atrapar. Solo concéntrate en tus piernas a viricelar.
Abre tus piernas como mariposa. Conmigo tú te puedes poner golosa. Abre tus piernas como mariposa. Abre tus piernas como mariposa. Abre tus piernas como mariposa. Conmigo tú te puedes poner golosa.
Red Cat Records is an amazing artist-owned and operated record store. Shop from their diverse online music collection and get free shipping within Vancouver and the Lower Mainland with the purchase of two or more LPs. If you would like to further support them through the evolving COVID-19 crisis, you can do so by buying a gift card to use at a later date. Visit www.redcat.ca for more information.
Everybody Is In provides relief to the COVID-19 crisis by delivering goods and services to residents of the downtown east side. And we need donations. Right now, we are looking for protective personal equipment, sanitation supplies, non-perishable food, and hygiene items. You can email everybodyisin2020donations@gmail.com to make a donation, or go to dtesresponse.ca for more information. Everybody Is In is funded by Downtown Eastside Response through diversity, arts, music, and entertainment.